In many parts of the United States, multi-generational households are a thing of the past. As young professionals move out and move away, parents and grandparents are often left behind. I'm Jackie Orchard, and in part 8 of our special series on aging, I learn about the importance of grandparents in one culture. In 2017, my sister married a Vietnamese immigrant in Anaheim, California, Nguyen Binh Cham Thuyen. He goes by Trong. Once my sister married into Trong's family, I noticed something strange about the Vietnamese family culture. They liked each other. My sister, Trong, Trong's brother, Tien, Trong's dad, Nguyen Van Can Tao, or Tao for short, and Trong's mom, Nguyen Thi Hoang Hai, or Hai for short, all lived together with two cats and a new puppy. Happily. And when I visited, it was a sort of intoxicating chaos of laughter, bickering, delicious curry smells, late-night fires, and love. There's no other way to say it. It was love. And it was different from what I had observed in the white American household I grew up in. And I wanted to know why.
Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Trong's father, Tao, moved his family from Saigon to the United States 20 years ago. Now 62, he says this feeling of love in the home comes from a situation many Americans would cringe at. Before he married in Vietnam, Tao lived with his mom, grandfather, four sisters, and brother, all in one room.
We don't have one room. We just have some bedroom and some bed, and we live like that.
Tao says that's how it was in Vietnam in the 70s. Most families lived this way. Trong's dad says you don't miss privacy if you've never had it. He says he didn't know what privacy was until they came to the U.S. and bought a house with lots of big rooms. Trong's mom, Hai, grew up in a similar situation. She lived with her parents, grandmother, brother, and sister, again, in one room. They didn't have beds. They slept on straw mats on the floor. Hai says when you grow up with little money, you learn to share and be patient with each other, something many American children don't have to learn right away. She says she's noticed that kids who grow up with their own rooms and all their own things tend to be a little more selfish and less aware of the people around them.
And, you know, actually, parents in Vietnam have a lot of power.
Hai and Tao agree that one of the biggest differences between Vietnam and the U.S. is the role of grandparents. Hai has fond memories of her grandmother growing up, saying she would take the blame for mischief in the house with a wink to the guilty child.
Sometimes we do something mistake. My mom asked my grandma, who did it? My grandma said, I did it. I did it. See, I'm going to cover our mistake. That's why we love my grandma so much.
Tôi trường công, tại vì ở Việt Nam mà lúc Sài Gòn lúc đó là chỉ có mấy cái trường công mà muốn vô học không đóng tiền.
Tao got into one of the best schools in Saigon, which was an honor for the family, but it was about 3 miles away. His grandfather walked him to school every day and then saved his money and gave it to Tao so that he could take a rickshaw to school instead of walking. Their son, Trong, my brother-in-law, is on the Zoom call with me, interpreting.
The money came from the fact that a lot of his aunts and uncle give my dad's grandpa money to live, and whatever money that he got, he gave it to my dad so he could go to school and not have to walk 5 kilometers away.
Hai and Tao both miss the craziness of a packed house. Their son Trong and my sister Alex moved out of their house and the state to start med school 2 years ago. And they say ever since, the house is too quiet.
Yeah, sometimes we feel alone because I miss them a lot.
Hai says being around kids keeps you young.
When we get older, we would like to hear about smile of the children. Look like I always turn on the phone. Look like the clip, the video Trong sent to me about Finn. He smile, he talks something, he do something. It makes me happy. And we wish we can live look like our family in Vietnam.
Hai and Tao say what people don't understand is that in Vietnam, families stay together because it just makes sense financially. Even after kids graduate and look for jobs, they tend to work close to home so that rent is free.
They don't care. They just go to work and make the money only. When they come home, everything really for them. So that's why they don't want to move out.
In America, you might get offered your dream job across the country and you just go. Sociologist Richard Lockman, who specializes in popular culture and U.S. decline at the University at Albany, says this concept is called rugged individualism.
Rugged individualism is the idea that each of us is able to succeed as long as we're able to work hard, you know, so that our background, what our parents can give us or not give us don't really matter. It's entirely up to us.
Lockman says this idea came about because America wanted to be different from Europe.
Where you had a hereditary aristocracy and people didn't have the opportunity to move up or down. And, you know, then also there was the idea that the U.S. had this frontier. And so if you were in one place and you didn't see opportunity, you could just get up and move west and make your own opportunity.
Lockman says America was founded by immigrants, most of whom came from countries where multi-generational households are the norm. But he says at the start of the 20th century, many American incomes went up, and it became possible for young couples to stop depending on their parents, create their own home, and be independent. But maybe this idea is fragmenting family structure, making us more independent and a little lonelier at the same time.
Khi mình sống chung như vậy đó thì cái tính tôn trọng trên dưới rất là cao.
Tao says when you live with multiple generations together, respect and hierarchy become very important. In Viet, there are respectful ways to address someone, and in a family household, you always tell people where you are going. Older people eat first, and you don't just eat the things you like.
Tại vì thứ nhất á là mình kính trọng, mà trong cái kính trọng đó nó có tình thương.
Tao says, in those customs of respect, you show love.
Nghĩ vậy, tại vì con biết không á, ông bà cha mẹ thường là những người đã từng trải.
Hai says kids need grandparents. She says grandparents have a lot of experiences to share, wisdom to pass on. She says they can provide support by teaching or providing childcare while the parents are at work.
And then another point that my mom made was that, you know, you sort of can't have enough love, and that love provided by the grandparents can help, you know, kids be more kind, you know, they learn better than having to sort of figure life out on their own if they didn't have like parents or grandparents to show them part of the way.
Lockman says after generations of growing apart, the multi-generational household trend is reversing.
Census data shows that the percentage of multi-generational families is increasing. Children, when they become adults, don't earn enough to live on their own, so they move back in with their parents. And, you know, sometimes middle-aged parents, they increasingly suffer financial setbacks.
The Nguyen family is fine with reverting to what they knew in Vietnam. With Trong and my sister both in medical school, starting their residencies soon, Trong's parents are hoping to retire as soon as possible and move to wherever their grandson Finn is, to help out while Alex and Trong work.
Đối với ba đó, rồi tới mỗi năm tới ngày kỷ niệm ngày mất của họ, thì mình làm đám dỗ.
At the Nguyen family home in Anaheim, there's an altar with photos of past generations where they leave fruit and other foods, burn incense, and leave gifts. They then gather together and eat on the death anniversary of each ancestor.
As you grow older, people move away a lot, and sometimes there's not a lot of events or opportunities for people to come back and meet each other. And this is one of them, is to celebrate like a family member's death.
Chắc chắn là điều đó, nhưng mà đối với ba thì ở bên này cuộc sống nó khác. Nếu tụi con
Trong and my sister plan to keep this tradition going, but Tao says even if their kids don't have an altar, that's fine. He just asks that his children use the anniversary of his death as an excuse to get together.
The point of it, they said, was that use it as an opportunity for us all to meet, even if we live far away from each other.
Oh, hi Finn. Hi Kong.
You brush your teeth.
Chưa ngủ nữa hả? Hi Kong.
Hello.
Finn chưa ngủ hả? Trễ vậy.
Look at you. Are you brushing your teeth like a big boy?
Finn's middle name, by the way, is Tao, after his grandpa. To hear more stories in WAMC News' special series on aging, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.
What is the word for family in Vietnamese?
Gia đình.
Gia đình?
Mm-hmm. We say it like a Y sound in English. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Then.
Then.
Yeah, almost like a down accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're good at it.
Yeah.